For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, this is Doug Henry, Adaptive Snowcross, Winter X Games gold medalist, and you're listening to FitPath.
All right, so, you know, I have a lot of heroes in motorcycle racing, right? Doug Henry's right up there. One of those cats that led the way for so many, but even in his adaptive version.
Crazy fast.
Crazy cat and crazy fast. You're absolutely right. Welcome back to Pit Pass Motor Racing Weekly. Scott Casper, PJ Duran. This portion of our program brought to you by our good friends at Wiseco Performance. Wiseco Performance products, a full line of forged pistons, precision forged clutch baskets, clutch hubs, crankshafts, forged connecting rods, valves, and a lot more. Just about anything you need, they've got. Check out our friends at Wiseco.com or visit them at a dealer near you. Next up, this is our second guest of our number two. Yeah, here we go. Five-time National Enduro champ, been competing on the National Enduro Series circuit since 2005. He joins us now. Does Russell Bobbitt. Russ, Bob, how are you, bud?
Good, great. Thanks for having me back.
Where are we talking to you tonight? Where are you on this program? Do we have a sad cell signal, Jack? Russ, Bob, are you anywhere near a landline we might be able to dial you up on?
I don't have a landline. Let me try one other spot real quick.
Okay.
You're fading to better, actually, Russell. And as long as you're traveling, I'll say congratulations on the coming from nowhere,
right?
2-year retirement, and oops, I'm going to go ahead and stomp on it again, win that you just pulled off at the Sumter National, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't even really call myself retired. I stay pretty busy, but yeah, I mean, you know, off the factory efforts anymore and doing a lot of other things besides just racing. So, yeah, this past weekend was wild. I wasn't expecting anything like that, and it was really cool to have that happen.
Well, you still got it. That's what it is. You know, I challenged my wife, who said she was going to retire from Des Moines Public Schools. And I said, you're not retiring. First of all, we can't afford you to retire. Secondly, it's not really retiring. You're just leaving one thing to go do another. And she wanted to say retirement, so that maybe felt good for her. Sometimes it can have a negative connotation, though. In other words, you've had enough. You want to move on to something different. Perhaps it was just that breath of fresh air that you needed so much. You look like a guy that's kind of possessed. I got to tell you, Russ, Bob, how do you feel about that?
I mean, really, it wasn't really in my intentions. I'm not planning on chasing the whole series this year. You know, I had already decided that I just wanted to pick and choose which kind of events I wanted to race, and kind of had a plan to do more of our gnarly routes, kind of adventure rides, and racing some bicycle enduros. So I've been still training a lot, and actually just been riding a lot of bicycles. And I mean, really, probably only rode my dirt bike probably, I don't know, a total of 10 hours this year, whereas before when I was on, you know, doing full-time racing, I for sure would have probably pumped out, you know, 40, 50 hours. So a lot less moto-specific stuff, but still feel good. And then, you know, coming back onto the 300 two-stroke, I just picked up my old ways. Like, I rode completely different from how I've been riding on the four-strokes the last couple of years, and it was just like a dance that I knew how to do.
That's cool.
And how are the gnarly routes? That's your other endeavor. And how has that been going? I've heard great stuff about it.
Man, it's been awesome. We've been having such a good time just picking out killer place to go ride and take people riding with new bikes and set up really nice. And, you know, Cole Kirkpatrick, my partner, who's just been, you know, figuring out ways to make it better. You know, this year we've got some new great locations in the works, and we've got Texas, private ranch there, and then two tours going on back-to-back weekends in Moab, Utah. So that's pretty exciting. That place is so fun to ride. And, no, it's been awesome. You know, it's just exactly what you want to do, go ride dirt bikes, but without really having to worry about where to turn. And, you know, it's tough almost to find the right kind of directions or places to ride in the country. I feel like that's one thing, you know, it's tough to figure out when you don't know a certain local spot. So we take care of that.
Absolutely. And that's exactly what our co-host, who you've talked to many a time, Tony Winks, down doing in Baja right now. Who's your clientele for that sort of thing, Russell? I mean, are you taking really only seasoned veteran riders, or are you taking more middle of the road, maybe even new to the world of dirt bike riders along?
No, I mean, for sure you can't be like off the couch and want to come ride our events. You know, people that, you know, are relatively new to riding, we tell them to, you know, go ride a couple more years before, you know, coming back for one of these adventures. But we're not out there like trying to kill people or anything like that. It's just about having a great time riding great trails and single track, and I'm sure we'll test you at some point. But, you know, so far we've had a lot of, you know, B riders, some older riders, we've had some A riders, a good mix, and we try to kind of vet everyone to make sure that they are capable and know, you know, what their limits and expectations are before we get involved. But and it's really for, you know, the mass riding public. You know, we wanted to be something that everyone can do. And then, you know, we have the, you know, the knowledge and the trail kind of wit to be able to make it tougher or, you know, harder for the people that do want a little bit more spicy, you know, spiciness on it.
What,
that's cool.
We're talking Frank's hot sauce. Or
well, it's good to know that you can accommodate a lot of people, because these are the kind of things I want to grow into doing. You've been on my list of guys I want to talk to. We've got a couple guys we talk to who do this sort of thing, professional off-road riders who are making life wonderful for other guys who just want to write a check and go ride someplace cool.
That's right. I mean, it's pretty cool. We got some awesome partners on board this year, like Fly's giving out a free set of gear of their choice to every participant that we have. And then, you know, we're set up on new Michelin tires at every race, or not every race, every tour. And, you know, it's just, we set the suspension up for every rider's weight. You know, we go a little bit extra to make sure it's the best experience possible.
That's the key. That's how you get return business as well, right?
I think so. I mean, everyone that we had last year had an absolute ball, and, you know, that's what we want. We want everyone to be like, man, that was great. What's our next location next year, you know?
Well, if it's well-planned, then you got great equipment, plus guys that, you know why they're there. In other words, you're Russ Bob. You don't necessarily need to be the star of the, you know, of the ride. The idea is to teach others to have that type of fun, that type of experience, right?
For sure. And, you know, we're also, you know, Cole and I are both USMCA certified, you know, kind of that new motorcycle kind of school of teachers anyway.
Right.
And so we're more than happy to kind of give any helpful hints or anything like that, or riding tips. And, you know, I'm sure happy to help out any way I can.
What would, and let's go off topic, okay? Let's get, you know, let's talk to the real Russ Bob. What is it you do for fun that maybe, and it doesn't even need to be fun. What is it you do that some people may be surprised to learn about you? Last time I asked this question, you know, the dude said, well, I play concert piano. What? It's not something that you would normally think of, but is there something that might surprise our listeners out there that you do that maybe off the wall a little bit?
Probably not. I think people can peg me pretty good. I love to ride bicycles in the woods. You know, I like getting lost on weekends and just exploring.
There it is.
Kind of, I love checking out new places, you know, and traveling and
experiencing life.
Yeah, I mean, just seeing what's out there, seeing how everyone else does it, seeing, you know, the difference in, you know, locations and weather just all over the world. You know, being able to travel a little bit with the adventure stuff and seeing the new locations
cool.
and always learning new trails. I mean, I love that.
Russell, you said you, back to your racing portion, you said you weren't going to contest the entire series, but I got to think there's going to be at least one or two voices that go, hey, man, you just won it. We'd like to maybe see you out there. Are you going to stick to that, or is pressure already coming your way to maybe put your hat in the ring a few more times?
It was pretty funny. People were like, oh, for sure you'll be the next one out. Like, you won. You're going down to the alligator for the next one. And I'm just like, no, I mean, I'm good. I really had an awesome time there. And I do want to do a couple more national enduros throughout the year. But, you know, I want to pick and choose which ones that I think I'll have the best time at and the ones that I really enjoy, like probably Cherokee, one of my hometown races. And, you know, just pick and choose like I kind of had in the plan.
Well, I got to tell you, we are up against the clock time-wise. And by the way, Tony Wink, something you might be surprised to know about Tony. He is a struggling magician. What he has perfected, though, is the ability to disappear for 2 to 3 weeks at a time.
Oh, so. he can make a most any good sandwich or taco, as long as he's in Baja, disappear as well.
Yes. All right, Russ Bob, sponsors, folks you want to recognize, you get 30. Go for it.
Oh, 30. Oh, man. I just want to thank KTM for being a big supporter of us and going to come on board this year and solid performance at our suspension. I had the new cone valve and track shock and actually didn't touch a clicker, so that was really cool this weekend. I mean, we got a lot of guys, you know, Fly Racing, X-Brand Goggle, City Boots, and just I appreciate everyone that's really thrown in the hand, just making our program sound. You know, we have a lot of great partners on board with premium product. That's what we shoot after. The XC gear bar mounts and tag handlebars, Sprockets, C-Constancy, you know, Motorex lubricants. It's everything we try to have on board is the best that we can think of. And want to continue to go that way.
Way to do it. Russ Bob, always good to talk to you, brother. Thank you so much for spending time with us.
No, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Commercial break coming up. This portion of our program brought to you by our good friends at Hicklin Power Sports. By the way, what does Hicklin carry? What don't they carry? Yamaha, Sea-Doo, Can-Am, Beta, KTM, Polaris. Did I say Yamaha? I hope I did.
You did.
It's all under one roof now, and the roof continues to expand. Grimes, Iowa, that's the home base, but you can also find them online at HicklinPowerSports.com. Stay tuned. We'll continue with hour number two on the other side. This is Pit Pass Motor Racing Weekly.
Stay ahead of the pack with the latest racing news and interviews from the Hammerdown Racing Report, your source for regional racing action as well as the national scene. Every week, we recap racing action from all around Northwest Ohio and Southeast Michigan and cover national racing series from the World of Outlaws to NASCAR. Plus, get all the latest racing news. Join hosts Scott Hammer and Ron Miller, along with different featured guests each week. From dirt to asphalt, we have you covered. The Hammerdown Racing Report, available weekly on your favorite podcasting platform.